Oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. Me, a married church lady, married to the Reverend for several years, but something's missing. I am unsatisfied, sexually, and I need more than what the Reverend can give me. I'm glad I went to see that sex therapist. She checked me over, you know, examining my private girly parts, fingering me to see if I get wet down there, tasting my juices to make sure of something, I don't know, dilating my VJ with an dildo to make sure that I was perky down there, whatever the fuck that means. And then she finally assured me that there was nothing wrong with me. I was just one of those women who had a high sex drive, and she suspected that the Reverend and I were a sexual mismatch. It just embarrassed me to even talk about sex with her. But she said that I didn't need to be unsatisfied. I could get a toy, a sex toy. But I don't know. That sounded so plastic to me, so sterile, so artificial. Then she handed me a card. It was all shiny black with one word writ large in red ink, Diego. And at the bottom of the card was his website. She told me that I needed to go see Diego. I was intrigued, so I took the card and hid it in my purse until I was able to go to his website. And right there on the top of his homepage was a sexy picture of this 20-something, big, tall, young dude, practically naked, just wearing a pair of red briefs that were absolutely, totally bulging out in front. You know, bulging crotch area, probably stuff with Kleenex or something. But still, the caption said, "Seeing is believing. Rent this hunk by the hour or by the night. Muscular, tan, relentless. He will fulfill your deepest, most secret, darkest fantasies. Discreet." My heart was beating so hard, I desperately wanted what this guy was advertising. I deserved it, and I needed it. So I called his number and set up an appointment for tonight. I arranged to meet him here at his hotel. The Reverend was away at a church conference overnight, so I snuck in the back door of his hotel so I wouldn't meet anybody I knew. And then I walked up to the service stairs to the third floor and knocked on the door to Diego's room. "Hi, are you Diego? I believe you're expecting me." "Yes, that's right. I've never done anything like this before, you know. But I got your card, and I went to your website, and I really want to do this. I really want to see how it's like with another man, a younger man. You see, the Reverend is quite a bit older than me, and he just doesn't seem to be able to get the job done, if you know what I mean." "Yes, exactly." "Oh, great. A massage sounds like a really great starting point. Yeah. Tell me, Diego, do you have much experience with older women?" "Oh, you're just saying that." "But I love hearing that you love older women. It makes it easier for me to do this with you, a stranger, a younger man. Where do you want me for the massage? And where do I change?" "Oh, well, isn't that a little bit unusual? But if that's the way you want it, I'll just lay down here and let you remove my clothes yourself as you do the massage. I'm not wearing much anyway. You know, I didn't want to be encumbered. Just this white sweater and a short black skirt." This massage table looks nice and wide. Almost as big as a double bed with lots of thick padding. It feels comfortable too. Yeah. Yeah, start with my back. I think you can get your hands up underneath my white sweater okay. And up underneath my skirt. I'm not wearing any pantyhose. Just my white lace panties and bra. You sure do have a magic touch. I can feel myself relaxing already. Yeah, your hands feel like magic, like heaven. And my legs, as you work your strong fingers up and down my calves and thighs and, right there. Up high, there, right there, right between my legs, yeah. Oh, you're touching the right spot. And now I lower back. You sure seem to like touching my butt. Yeah, I love it. Fondling my cheeks like that. It's arousing me. Oh, shoot. Do I have to turn over? Your magic fingers were relaxing me so well that I feel like a melted puddle. But I guess putting me to sleep kind of defeats the purpose, huh? Okay, I'll turn over. Yeah. Oh, I like this. I like feeling your hands on my breasts, fondling them, caressing them, touching my nipples. Yeah, they are kind of big, aren't they? I can see my soft flesh overflowing your hands. Your rather big hands. Oh, yeah, pinch my nipples, yeah. Oh, God, that's getting me so turned on. Yeah, your tongue. Oh, yeah. On my tit. Oh, yeah. Suck my tit, yeah. Oh, I love your hand touching me down there as you suck my nipples. Yeah. Can you feel how wet you're making me? Ooh, I think I'm ready now. Ready to see your cock. You've been tantalizing me with it all this while, wearing nothing but your skimpy red briefs as you give me my massage. And I can see how tightly packed they are, stretched over your bulge. Your underwear can barely contain your thingy. I'm dying to see what you got for me, Diego. Please, please, show it to me. I want to see it, to touch it, to hold it, to fondle it, to stroke it, maybe even suck on it, just like you were sucking on my tits. Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Stick your face in there, baby. Yeah, in between my two big fat titties and motorboat them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I'm not smothering you. God, I'm humping your hand as you suck at my titties. Oh, it feels so good, Diego. Yeah. Please, Diego, let me see your cock. I've been primed and waiting for this moment ever since I saw your picture on the website. A nice, big, strong, virile young man. Almost naked except for his red briefs. And those briefs looked like they were packed with a big gun, too. Such a big bulge. Show it to me. I want to see it in person. I want to see what I'm paying for. I want to see your cock, and I want to suck on it. The Reverend doesn't like me to suck his cock. He says it's dirty to see a woman's face stuffed with a cock in her mouth. But I don't know. That image kind of turns me on. It's so dirty. Oh, yeah. Pull those briefs down, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, Diego, it's so big. It's like a monster cock. I don't think I can take all of it. The Reverend has a small one, and after a few pumps, he's done for the night, and he doesn't make me come. But you'll make me come. I just know it. It's such a big, huge monster dick. Oh, Diego, that is so naughty, rubbing your monster on my nipples like that. You're getting my tits all messy with your pre-cum. Oh, baby, your cock is so big and hard. I love looking at it. As you rub your wet tip up against my hard nipple, oh, yeah. Oh, baby, that is so dirty. Oh, I love it. Oh, yeah, good idea. Climbing up here on the massage table so you can stick that cock between my tits. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, Diego, my tits are so big. They're just made for your cock. Oh, yeah, baby. Slide it up and down. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that. Just look at that. My big, huge tits enveloping your cock. Oh, God. Shoot, my tits are so big they almost bury your cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, and you're getting my tits all messy with your pre-cum, too. Oh, God. Your cock is so big and hard. I love looking at it as you rub your wet tip against my hard nipple. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so dirty. I love it. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. I'll hold them together for you while you slide your dick up and down between my cleavage. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Touch my lips with the tip of your cock as you fuck my tits. Oh. Oh, touch your tips to my lips. Yeah. Mm-mm. I love licking your tip as you poke it through my titty tunnel. Your pre-cum tastes so good, Diego. I love licking your wet head. Oh, and that massage oil you just poured over my tits is making them nice and slippery, too. Oh, do you like looking down and seeing me with my arms crossed underneath my tits, holding them together for you to make my cleavage deeper for when you push your cock through my slippery cleavage all the way up to my mouth? Do you like seeing my hard nipples? Oh, yeah. Ooh, pinch them, yeah. Oh, make my nipples hard for you. Oh, God, yeah, Jesus. Ooh, that feels so good. Oh, yeah, good idea. Lift my head up so you can fuck my tits better. And now I can take more of you into my mouth, too. I can get the head in. Oh, Diego, your cock is so big and fat and hard and thick. I'm just loving this. You too. This is everything I imagined it would be. Me, a milfy older married woman, getting titty fucked by a much younger guy. A guy with a big monster cock. Oh, yeah. I've always wanted to be mouth fucked by a big cock. I've seen it in porn when the Reverend didn't know. And I don't know, I just thought it looked so dirty. A man holding a woman's head while he pumps his cock in and out of her mouth, making her take more and more of him. Eventually, making her take all of his cock, even down her throat. Oh, that looks so dirty and sexy to me. I just really liked watching it. It got me so hot, Diego. Do it to me. I want you to throat fuck me, just like in the porn. I want to experience it just once in my life. The feeling of a man holding my head clasped tight in his big hands as he holds my face still while he shoves his cock in my mouth and down my throat. It looks so sexy in porn. I want to try it. Please, Diego, please, throat fuck me. Oh yeah, good idea. I'll turn around so my head is hanging off the end of this massage table and... Oh yeah, oh, oh God, that looks so hot. Looking upside down at you, standing behind me with your big monster cock sticking straight out, ready to go inside my mouth, my head hanging down, my hair hanging down my back. You standing behind my head, stroking your cock, getting it ready to put inside my mouth. Painting my lips with your wet tip. Telling me to open my mouth for you. For mommy to open her mouth for her son and take his big fat cock inside her mouth and suck on it like a good mommy should. Your cock tastes so good. I love the taste of your pre-cum. Oh God, Diego, my cunt is just itching to feel your cock down there. Oh yeah, pinch my nipples as I suck your cock. Breathing like this. Your cock is so big. It's hitting the back of my mouth. It's supposed to go this far inside my mouth? I can't. I need a minute to catch my breath. Oh, Diego, you naughty boy. You're being so dirty. Oh, rubbing your wet, messy cock all over my face like that. Oh, laying your cock on my face, rubbing it against my cheeks, laying your balls on my lips. And seeing how far your cock reaches up past my forehead. You like it when I lick your balls? I can smell your musky scent. Your man scent. Oh, baby, this is so dirty. Using your cock like a tube of lipstick and running the tip all over my nose and lips. Yes, I'll open my mouth for you again. Do you want to see how far down my throat I can take your cock? Well, I don't know. Oh, you're fucking that's so good, baby. Making mommy make all the big, huge, nasty cock in my mouth and down my throat. Oh, yeah. Squeeze my tits. '69? I've never done that before, but yeah, I want to. Oh, God, Diego. Oh, you're licking mommy's cunt so good. While your monster cock is dangling over my face. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know I stopped sucking. I'm gonna help it. I can't focus. I can't multitask. Your tongue is driving me crazy. Oh, Diego, please. I want your cock so bad. I want to feel your cock fucking me. I need to feel your cock inside me. Please, baby. Please. Give me your cock. Please. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh. Rub that cock up and down my gash. Get it all wet. Tickle my clit with it. Can you feel how big and swollen and hard my clit is for you? Oh, stick it in me, Diego, please. I need to feel your cock inside my snatch. Yeah. Ow! I didn't mean for you to go in all at once. Jesus, that's big. And it hurts. It hurts so much. Oh. Your cock is too big for me. Stop. Please stop, Diego. It's fucking me. Oh, please stop. You're killing me with it. Oh, yeah, it's getting better. And stretching out. Adjusting to your size. Oh, but oh my God, baby. It's just, oh, I've never had anything that big inside me before. And it just, oh, it just, oh, such a shock. And now, yes, it feels so good, Diego. Oh yeah, to be plowed by your big, huge, monster dick. Do it to me. Do it to me some more. Shove that thing inside me. Oh, yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, fuck the hell out of me. I can take it now. I want it. Oh, I want to feel your big, huge, swollen, thick cock pounding into me. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can feel your shaft hitting my clit every time you shove it in. And it feels so good, Diego. Oh, I want this so much. I love fucking you. Humping my hips up, meeting your every thrust. rubbing my clit against your shaft. Oh, you're gonna make me come in your cock. I can feel it. Oh yeah. Oh. Oh, you're fucking me balls deep. Oh, you're fucking me so good. I can feel your balls hitting my taint every time you plow my gash. And I'm rubbing my clit as you fuck me. Thinking about your big, huge daddy dick fucking his little girl. Thinking about my big cock son fucking his mommy. Holding my tits together so you can see them shake and jiggle as you fuck me. My nipples all hard and swollen, just like my clit. Oh, God, yeah. Suck my nipples as you fuck my cunt. It's sending an electric current right down to my clit. Yeah, more, baby. Yeah. Harder, deeper. I'm so close, baby. Make me come. Make me come on your cock and you plow that big, huge monster dick inside me. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. It feels so good, Diego. Feel your cock inside me. I love it. Oh, God, yeah, please. Oh, more. Do it, do it, do it. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh. I can't. I can't. Oh, God, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 God, please, yeah. For you. Oh, especially when I felt you swell up and get harder, and then you shot your spunk inside me, inside my stretched out cunt hole. Oh, it was so good, Diego. And now I feel it pulling out of me, and oh, look, oh, I can feel it. So much jizz. Oh, I just had the best orgasm of my whole life. And I came so hard for you, baby. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I want to do it again.